Today's Shir's Masechta Chulin Daf Chaf Aleph. We will begin Bezer Hashem Yisbarach and Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Right at the top of Amud come up in Kasha. Ziri had taught us in our previous Shir that before we do Milika, we break the Mafrekas of the bird and most of the meat. And the question that the Gemara asked is if that is the case, so as soon as that's done, the bird becomes a nevela. And if that's the case, that the bird immediately becomes a nevela, what is the purpose and what is the goal of any act of Malika? Amar Rava, says Rava, because of this question, we must interpret Keno Eise, Choyte Cheshed Riva Mefarkas, that indeed the Kayin, as he approaches doing the Malika, he breaks the Shedra and Mefrekis, but even though he breaks the Shedra and the Mefrekis, what he does is Beloy Roy Basar. Then in order for it to be considered a Nevela, you also have to break most of the Basar. And what happens here is that doesn't happen, and therefore it's not a Nevela, and now we can continue in making a Kamitza, a Malika, says the Gemara. And this explanation is something that we already learned. Kisolik Rav Zeira, when Rav Zeira came from Eretz Yisrael, Ashkecheler of Ami de Yosef Kamal HaShmatza, he found Rav Ami learning the halacha that Ziri taught us. Amalei v'chimesa oimer amalek. The question was that an animal which halachically is already considered dead. The question was: is there any point in doing a malika on it? And the Gemara says, when he was asked this question, he remained silent for a moment, and then he responded, Ema, what we have to learn is kach waisav, that what was done, chayte kashedra mefrekis, he indeed breaks the shedra mefrekis, but he doesn't do roi basar, and by not doing roi basar, the animal is not considered ready in the vela. It says the Gemara, tanya namihachi, that's actually what we learned in a brisa as well. Ketzav malkim chatas oif. How is the malika of a chatas oif done? Chaytik shedrim afrekis. The kohen breaks the shedrim afrekis. However, beloy roi basar, he doesn't touch roi basar. Then, ach megiel avesha lakana. And then he comes to the avesha lakana. He giel avesha lakana. When he gets to the avesha lakana, chaytik simen echra rubai. He only severs one of the two simanim, or roiva one of those simanim. The Gemara will speak about that further. And then, at that point, when he already cut the simen that he's supposed to cut, at that point, roi basar imai, then he cuts the roi basar. But till now, roi basar of the bird was not cut away. Ba'ilup, continues the brisa. We just spoke about the chatas oif. Says the Gemara, what about the oilus oif? There we do shnayim. We either cut the two simonim or roiv shnayim, or cut roiv of the two simonim. Going back to the concept that we've been discussing in our shurim, the concept of rubei kekulei. Ask the Gemara, Mani, whose opinion does this brisa follow? Ask the Gemara, Iri Rabbanan, if we want to say that follows the opinion of the Rabbanan, Hamri, it is the opinion of the Rabbanan that shnayim dafka, that we have to cut two whole simonim, as we're going to learn soon. V. Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, and if we want to say that it follows the opinion of Elazar of Shimon, Ha'omar, the brisa that we're going to soon learn, says that you do Rav Shnayim, because he holds that you have to, when you do the Oilas Oif, the Rosh, the head of that animal, has to be still connected to the body of that animal. And if it's completely severed, they're going to be disconnected. So who is the brisa? Ema, says the Gemara, the way to understand the brisa is actually speaking to both opinions. And the brisa is saying, Shnayim l'Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, you have to cut both simonim. And according to Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, v'roiv shnayim l'Rabbanan of Shimon, that's what you have to do. Vibais Ema, or we can explain that this brisa is following completely the opinion of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon, and who, as we just learned, is of the opinion that we do Roiv Shnayim. But says the Gemara, what is meant when it says Shnayim? What Rabbi Elazar meant to say was that the Roiv, because of the concept of Ruba Kekula, the Roiv, the way we do the Roiv, it has to be like you did the Shnayim. And the way Rashi explains that if we follow the concept of Ruba Kekula, it would be sufficient just to cut most of the simen. What the Gemara here is teaching us is that you have to do the Roiv in a very serious manner. It should really be the Roiv. So we've been speaking about that an animal, a bird, if we cut the mafrekas and the shedra and Roiv habasar, at that point, the halacha is that it becomes unavailable. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmu, the Nishbara Marak Mafrakis, if the backbone, the neck bone, Roy Basar Imai, and most of the Basar around the Oirif, around the neck, was also missing, that bird is immediately considered like a Nevela, and at that point, it's Metama Ba'il, if this would be a human being, the person would be considered like a mess, Rachman Otzlan, that he's Metama Ba'il. Vim Timer says the Gemara, I you'll ask from Oysa Maisa the Eli. The Torah tells us that when Eli died, his backbone broke. So don't we see that, and the Gemara will talk about this in a moment, don't we see that there was Mafrekas B'loi Bas Ahava? So we see that just the neck bone breaking without Roy Basar is enough that the person should pass away. So tomorrow we can't bring a raya from the story of Eli, because Ziknashani, Eli was a very old man, and the old man will, the breaking of his neck bone alone, then the halacha is that he will unfortunately not survive. And in fact, because of this, says the Yam Shushlaima, that even though the Gemara just said that when is there Tumas Oil, only if Roy Basar is missing and a broken mafrekis, if the person who passed away is actually a zaken, a ziknashani, if he's an old person, then the halacha would be that just the breaking of the neck bone would create tumas oil. Because the pasuk says, v'hi keskiroi esaroin alakim, when Eli was told that the aron alakim was taken into captivity by the Pelishtim, the pasuk says, "V'yipa malkisa achranus." He fell back on his chair, bad yad hashar, next to the gate, but next to the entrance, but tishava mishraktoi, and his neck bone broke, v'yomis, and he died immediately. And the reason that happened was kizakan ish v'kavod. He was elderly and heavy. The pasuk explains the Madana Yontif, even though the pasuk says that unfortunately he was heavy, that's not the reason he died. Because what the Yam Shushlaim is trying to avoid is that maybe you need to have Zaken Vikavid, that only if he's old and heavy will the breaking of the neck bone be considered a situation that the person is going to die. So explains the Yam Shushlaim, the heaviness has nothing to do with why he died. The weight was a reason why he couldn't balance himself, and he couldn't balance himself, and that's why he fell back. The Shach, based on this Gemara, teaches us that if a young person breaks his neck, he's not considered dead, whereas, as we're just learning, an elderly person, the halacha would be very different. The Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, even though we just learned the Gemara that differentiates between a younger person and an elderly person, says that the Rambam doesn't make that distinction, and he says that just breaking the neck bone will not make you considered dead. How will the Rambam understand our Gemara? Says the Tveris Yaakov that the Rambam is referring to a person whose limbs continue to move after he broke his neck. Such a person, holds the Rambam, whether he's old or young, is not considered dead until most of the surrounding flesh is also torn. By Eli, the story of Eli doesn't contradict this rule, because as soon as Eli broke his neck, he stopped showing any signs of life at all. So since he was an elderly person and he broke his neck, and there was no sign that he was in any way moving around, that's why he was immediately pronounced dead. Continues the Gemara, Amar Shmuel ben Achmeni, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kara, if a person was cut kedag like a fish, the way we cut a fish, the metama, then he immediately gives off tumah. Tumas oil, he's considered like a dead person. Amar Shmuel ben Yitzchak, but Rav Shmuel ben Yitzchak says that this halacha only applies if it happened migabai from his back, because then he's going to die. So that's the Pash Pshat in the Gemara. The Pash Pshat in the Gemara is saying that in order for this halacha to apply, it only if it happened, if he was cut that way from the back. But if he was cut from the front, this halacha wouldn't apply. However, the Sefer Medani Yontif actually doesn't learn the Gemara this way. And the Medani Yontif's approach to this Gemara is that certainly if Rachman Tzlan, if this would happen to a person from his front, he would certainly be considered as not being able to survive. What the Gemara is trying to teach us is that even if it happened from the back, he's considered dead. Certainly if it happened from the front, he would be considered dead as well. It says the Ma'am Shmuel, also Gistra, if an animal was cut in its width, whether you cut off the entire, slit the neck, or you cut the animal into two, that animal is right away considered an Avela. As the Bartanura explains, the definition of the word Gistra is used in any case where something is cut into two. Amar Revelazar teaches us, Revelazar, Nitala Yerek, if the thigh of the animal was removed, the Chalal Shanai, and you could see when the animal is sitting that it's missing the thigh, that immediately the animal falls into the category of a nevela. Hey chidami, chalal shaloi, how do we know, says the Gemara, Amar Rava, kol shiravutza v'niris chaseira. If the animal is sitting and you could see that the thigh is missing, so then that's considered a nevela. If you can't tell that the thigh is missing, that it's not considered an oil, a nevela. The Chasam Sofer points out that this halacha that the Gemara just taught us doesn't only apply by animals. It applies by human beings as well. That a person who's missing the yerech, then the halacha will be, if it's noticeable that it's missing, he'll be nevela, otherwise not. But the Chasam Sofer does point out that it's most unlikely by a person that if he's missing a thigh, we should be able to tell. And therefore, a person, until it's noticeable, will not be considered dead. The Rambam doesn't seem to agree. The Rambam says that this halacha that we just learned only applies by animals. The Gemara speaks about a halacha that we just discussed, that if the neck bone is broken and most of the basar around that area is missing, the halacha is that animal would be considered a nevela, that person would give off tumas oil. Says the Gemara Tanan Hasan, the Mishnah Masechta Olois, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav teaches us, Chutzu Ratzayim, if the head of the Shemana Shrotzim were cut off, the Shemana Shrotzim give off tumah when they're dead. The halacha is afishem mefarchasin, even if they're still thrashing around, tumayim, because they right away give off tumah sheretz. Because the way, says the Gemara, we look at it kazonav haltah shemefarchasis. Just like we see by the tail of an insect, when it's cut off, it jumps around. And since it jumps around because of the nerve endings, but it's really dead, here too. Ask the Gemara, But the Mishnah used the word hutsu, that they were cut off. So says the Gemara, my hutsu. What is the definition of the word? What is the definition of the word hutsu mean? Says the Gemara of Shlokishama, hutsu mamish, that they were completely severed. Rav Asiyama, Ramani, kavdala oil saif. Like we've learned and will continue learning that the oil saif, the head of the bird, is not completely severed, that's enough to be considered severed for this halacha. Amle Rav Yimiel Ravasi. What Rav Mani said, when he said, Havdolos Oilos Oif, what does that mean? Because as we learned a few moments ago, the Rabbanan and Rav Elezer of Shimon have a dispute what we do when we bring the Oilos Oif. And the question here is, when Rav Mani said, Havdolos Oif, does he mean the way the Rabbanan describe Havdol Saif, that the Rabbanan hold that you have to completely sever the two simanim, the Eloi Pliksu, and according to that, there's really no machlaikis, because Rish Lakish said Hutsu Mamish, and Rav Asi said, like Havdol Saif, which is another way, if you follow the opinion of the Rabbanan, of saying that the head was completely severed. Idilma, maybe what Rav Asi meant to say, was Kavdolos Oilos Oif Rav Elazar b'Shimon, it would be what Rav Elazar b'Shimon defines as what happens by the Oilos Oif, which as we said, it's only Roiv of the Simonim, but not all of the Simonim. And according to that, there would be a Machlaikis, where Rish Lakish would say, Hutsu means a completely severed, and Rav Asi Amar Ramani would say, Roiv is enough to have this halacha apply. Amalei, says the Gemara, his definition, Rav Mani meant Kavdala Saif Le Rav Elazar b'Shimon, the way Rav Elazar b'Shimon holds Davdala Oil Saif is done, and therefore, Upalkinon, it represents that indeed Rav Mani and Rish Lakish are disagreeing. Rish Lakish says Hutsu means completely severed, and he says it doesn't mean completely severed, it means Roiv. Ikadamri, but there's a different way, a different version of this Machlokes. Rav Shimon Lakish Oimer Hutsu Mamish, that hutsu that said in that Mishnah means completely severed. Rav Asi Amar Ramani Kavdol Soif L'Orazu B'Shimon, it means the way the oil soif is separated, which is clearly Barayv Shnayim, there's no question what he meant, it's very clear. So as we said more than once in our shiur today, that there's a machloikas Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon and Rabbanon, how the malikas oil soif was done. Was it completely cutting both simonim or roif? Says the Gemara de Tanya. The Pasuk speaks about a kob and oil v'yorid. Tarek Doshe says, v'masei gi'a yodadeise, if under certain circumstances, the Torah says the person does an aveira, he has to bring an animal chatas. But if the person can't afford that animal, by certain aveiras, the Torah says, v'hevi es ha-shoma ha-shechatas, shtei sarim, shtei bina yenu ha-shem, he brings two birds. Echel chatas, one bird is brought as a carbon chatas. Vechel oila, one bird is brought as a carbon oila. And the pasuk says, "Vavi oisem al koyin, vavi eshel chatas rishayna." First, we bring the chatas, umolikus roishim and mol arpa v'lo yavdol. We don't completely sever the head by the chatas oif. Vehizem adam chatas al kerem zbeach, and the blood of that chatas is sprinkled on the mizbeach. But nishibedom, whatever is left over, you must aside hamizbeach chatasu. The rest of the blood is squeezed onto the base of the mizbeach, and then the Torah continues. Verse oif hasheni, the second bird, yas oila kamishpat, should be brought as an oilus oif. The chipa lava kaim chatasu shechatam, and by bringing these kabonis, you have the person who did the aveira has the kapara v'nislachloi. So the pasuk used by the oilus oif the word kamishpat. And the question that the Gemara is now going to focus on, what is meant with that word kamishpat? So says the Gemara, kamishpat chatz behema. Just like the halacha is, whatever is the halacha by chatz behema should be done by the oilus oif. So the halacha is that ata oimer, so continues the Braisa, does that mean to tell us that, and the way many Mefarshim explain this Gemara, the Evan Ezra, and we'll speak about this ever again, is that why do you have to bring an oila? Because when you bring an animal chatas, you're going to have the emrim that are put on the mizbeach. By chatas oif, there's nothing of the bird that's put on the mizbeach. Because there's nothing of the bird put on the mizbeach, the Torah requires that we bring an oila oif, because really, what should be adequate is that we should bring, that the Torah should say that this person did an aveira, for which he would have to bring a chatas behema. He's not going to bring a chatas behema, so he'll bring an oil, and he'll bring an oilless behema, a chatas oif. Where does the oil come in? And the Evan Ezra explains that the reason the oil comes into consideration, he explains, is because the oil is needed to take care that there should be some meat on the mizbeach, which would normally be the case with the emrim of the karma chatas. So again, the Braisa defined kemishpat that the Torah says by the oilus oif, like the chatz behema. So ask the Braisa itself, at the oimah kemishpat chatz behema, is it treated like a chatz behema, or yaina ella, or maybe it should be treated kemishpat chatz oif, the way a chatz oif is treated, that just like as we have said, by chatas oif, we don't completely sever the head from the body. We only do malika with one simen. The same halacha should apply by oilas oif. And as Rashi explains, it makes sense to take this approach that when the Torah says the word kemishpat by the oilas oif, the Torah is really trying to compare it more to a chatas oif than to a chatas behema, because these are both Oifus, Kshoimer, but says the Braisa, but that's not the way the Braisa explained. And the Braisa said it means to compare Chatas, Oilus Oif to Chatas Behema, says the Gemara. The Torah, when it speaks about Oilus Oif that's brought as a Nedova, somebody donated Oilus Oif, the Pasuk says, V'krivoi, Loshin Yochid, not V'hikriv. Says the Gemara, what is the Torah trying to do? Trying to differentiate between the oilus oif and the chatas oif. Chilkas oif, chilka kosov, the Torah wants to differentiate by chatas oif la oilus oif, that they should be treated, that they should be treated differently. Omani mekayim kemishpat, what is the Torah? So if that's the case, where the Torah is clearly trying to teach us that the oil soif is not treated like the chatas oif, to teach us that the oil soif should be taught like a chatas behema. So ask the Gemara, what does that mean? Ma, says the Gemara, ma chatas behema, says the Gemara, what it means to teach us, it's just like a chatas behema, in a ba'al man a chulin. The loch is that you could only use chulin money, but not Maisa Sheni money cannot be used to buy a carbon chattis. The halacha is that a carbon can only be brought by yoim, not by light, because the Torah says by the chattis that was brought on Yom Kippur. The Torah Kedosha says, Ki b'yoyim hazeh yechapa aleichem. The halacha is that it has to be done with yaday hayaminis, with the right hand of the kohen. We learn from there, Af oilus oif, so too will be daloche by oilus oif, ene ba'alam and achulin, ubi yoim, ubi yoda eminis. So the Rishonim ask a question to tell that there should be a limud that the carbon chatas doesn't come from Maisa Sheni. We could well understand, because we know that the Maisa Sheni produce that we exchange for money, what's supposed to be done with that money is used for food. And the chatas oif, they're portions of that animal that are eaten by the kohen. But when we speak about an oila, there's nothing eaten by the kohen. And if the halachi is that maisa sheni proceeds should only be used for consumption purposes, how can we think that it could be used for oila? Says Tosfos, that since the Torah, as we learned a moment ago, said v'krivoy, and we learned from there that they should be treated the same way, what it meant to teach us when it should be treated the same way, it means that even though normally Ma'aser Sheni proceeds cannot be used only for consumption, this maybe should be considered a exception. And I saw the Chasam Sofer explains why would we think that such an exception is acceptable. So the Chasam Sofer explains because the Gemara had to teach us that we don't use Ma'aser Sheni for funds for Chatas Oif, and the same for Chatas Behema. The same question could come up. Why? The Chatas Behema has many parts that are burnt on the Mizbeach. So from here we see the fact that something is burnt on the Mizbeach is not necessarily a problem that Ma'aser Sheni proceeds could be used for it. That's why the Gemara had to have a limud at this point that the Oilas Oif can, the Oilas Oif cannot be brought from Ma'aser Sheni. It has to be brought only from Chulin. Says the Gemara, if we're learning Oilas Oif from Chatzis Behema, so Malahalan, so we should compare it all the way. We know that when we bring an animal as a carbon, Roiv Shnayim, you have to cut most of the Tusamonim of the conurbation. So shouldn't that lead us to say, if we're comparing the Oilas Oif to the Chatzis Behema, Afkan Roiv Shnayim, that you should have to cut most of the Two simonim, Tamaloimer, the Torah, when it speaks about the Oilas Oif, says, Umolikas Roisha Vehiktim is Beyecha. If the Torah tells us that we cut off the head, why does the Torah say, Venim Tzedama Kiram is Beyech? We already took off the head to teach us, Mak Torah Roish Ba'atzmai. When we burn it, we burn the head separately, Ve'guf Ba'atzmai, because the Torah says, Tuhak Taurus, and then the Torah says, V'hikta as kaim is Beicha. The Torah is teaching us the head by itself and the body by itself. At Malika, so too the Malika, Arosh Ba'atzma V'guf Ba'atzma. We have to continue that we have to cut both Simonim until this is separated. That's what the Tanakhama holds. That's what should be done by the Oilas Oif. Shmuel Oimek and Mishpat, the word Mishpat, that's the way the Tanakhama learns. Shmuel Oimer, but Shmuel says the word kemishpat that's stated by the Oilas Oif is to teach us that the Oilas Oif should be brought like the kemishpat Chatas Oif. Ma Chatas Oif, just like the Chatas Oif is cut molo oirif, as we discussed in our previous shurim, from the bottom of the neck, af Oilas Oif is cut molo oirif. Vima lahalam moilik v'enam avdol. If we say, by Oilas Oif, by Chatas Oif, we don't separate the head. We just cut one simon, Afkan, Moilik, Ve'en, Mavdab, Simon, Echad, Tamaloima, Ve'krivoi. The Torah says by the Oilas Oif, the word Ve'krivoi, that to teach us that it's not completely the same. By Chatas Oif, the head is not completely separated, but by the Oilas Oif, it is completely separated. And the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara, there's a pasuk that comes to teach us that it should be treated the same. There's a pasuk that teaches us that they should not be treated the same. That's why we learn from here that the Chatas Oif and the Oilas Oif are not treated the same way. Here it's separated by the Oilas Oif and not by the Chatas Oif.